Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity to have to be with you again. I love to share the good word of God today. I love to preach the word of God. God called me to preach. I tell you, when God called me, when he called me for salvation, first of all, I tell you, he got nothing. And I'm still a nothing today. On my own accord, I'm nothing. I'm wretched. I'm vile. There's nothing good about me. My flesh, I mean, my righteousness is filthy rags in his sight, and there's nothing good about me. He's the good part. But I'm thankful that he called me to be a child of God, to be a son of God. And I'm so thankful he called my name. He dealt with me and he chose me to for me to be his child. And I tell you, he's been a wonderful Savior to me. And I love him today, and I want to share his word and his love with you today. As I know that what it did for me, I'm so glad that someone told me about Jesus. I'm so glad that someone loved me enough and cared for me enough and to get me in the presence of the Lord and pray for me, call my name in prayer. I tell you, I've seen the difference between people that were just church members and those that were really saved, that loved the Lord. I could feel the love coming out of them. I could see the sincerity and the concern that they had, and then just hearing the Word of God being preached in the Holy Spirit. I tell you, the Lord dealt with me through that. He called my name, and I'm so thankful through the preached Word that I understood how to respond to the Lord. I'm thankful to know that the Lord gave me eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. I didn't know how to approach Him. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't understand anything. But I'm so thankful that through the preached Word that I had understanding what to do. And the Bible said it's all by faith. It's always been by faith, and it always will be. The Bible says, as long as we're in this life, we're to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how it is. It's by grace are you saved through faith, and it's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's the gift of God. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. And I tell you, if you'll come and bring your broke heart and contrite spirit, He'll save your soul. He'll make you a new creature in Christ. Old things will pass away, and all things will come new to you when you get saved. But it's always been by faith, and I'm thankful to know that. The Bible tells us that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that's how I understood, and I'm thankful that He called my name, and I'm so thankful that I called on Him, and He saved me. And I tell you, we've had a wonderful relationship. I tell you, I love the Lord. I love the fellowship, and I just want to have more fellowship and more joy. And I tell you, anytime I don't have what I need, and I don't ever feel like I have all I need spiritually, and I know it's not God's fault, it's my fault, and I know I got a long ways to go, so I'm pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, and praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on holier and higher ground. And I tell you, that's my desire. My aim and my goal is higher ground. And Lord, lift me up and let me stand. And let me stand above all the sin and all the problems and all the fiery darts of the wicked and foolishness. I tell you, I'm thankful that I have a shield of faith. I'm glad I have a breastplate of righteousness. And I'm thankful I have a sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I have a helmet of salvation upon my head, and my feet are shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. I'm thankful that the Lord didn't leave us alone. Jesus said, I'll go away, that when I go away, I won't leave you alone. He said, but my Father will send back the Holy Spirit. He said, the Holy Ghost will come and to live in you and lead and guide and direct your path so you won't be alone. And I'm thankful. No, I'm not alone today. And I know I'm in a battle. I know I'm in a race and I'm in a fight. And I know that my enemy, the adversary, the devil, he's the one that I'm fighting against. It's a spiritual wickedness in high places. And I tell you, it's a daily thing to cast down imaginations and any kind of thing that is just contrary to the Lord and the law of His Word is to cast it down, because Satan's working on the mind. He knows how to get us. He starts with the mind. He gets our mind. He can control our body. And the Bible tells us to gird up the loins of our mind and to be sober-minded and clear thinking. And thinking on things above. Thinking not on things beneath, but on things above. And I tell you, having our mind clear. And the only way we can do that is to pray and to read our Bible, study the Bible, and let God speak to us. Let God show us ourselves. And I tell you, we got to be honest with Him. And when we do, I tell you, He gives us what we need. And I tell you, we always got to remember that, because the devil, he's coming. He's come to rob, steal, kill, and to destroy. He is a defeated foe. He's going to be put in his place. He's loose right now upon earth. He's going forward. That's where all this evil's coming from. I tell you, if you don't know today, I'm here to tell you, all the evil, all the killing, all the murder, all the stabbings and all the everything else, all this evil comes straight from the devil himself. It don't come from God. It comes from the devil. And I tell you, he's a roaring lion. He's going trying to kill everybody he can and take every soul he can to hell. But I'm thankful to know there's a great and higher power. There's an almighty God that's above all and rich unto all that call upon Him. And He'll give you grace. He'll give you deliverance. And I tell you, He'll fight the battle through you if you let Him. And I'm thankful that I can run a race, because I'm running in the name of the Lord and the Spirit of my God. That's how I can run a good race. That's how I can fight a good fight, because I'm coming in the name of the Lord. That's what David told the Goliath. That's what he told him. He said, I'm coming in the name of the Lord. You know, the old giant there, and he was said, you old little dog, you little stripling, and you know, so forth. He was lifted up in pride, and he said, I'm going to take your head off today, and so forth. But David came in the power of the Holy Spirit of the Lord himself. And I tell you, the Lord told him what to do. He got the stones, he got his sling, but God just blessed him. And God got into his fingers and his hands and his arms and his legs and everything else. God took over, and David went running toward him. He wasn't afraid of him, because the Spirit of God was on him. And he knew that he was going to do the Lord's will. He knew, and he had faith to know that God was going to deliver this man into his hand. He already blasphemed the God of heaven. He already talked him down. He already blasphemed him and everything else. And all the rest of them there was at the war. And the David's brothers and so forth, they were all afraid and scared of the Philistines and the giant that they had. But David, he had great courage. I tell you, he had great faith. That's why he had courage, because he had faith. He already proved the Lord to be true. I tell you, he already went through some trying times. He already went through some testing times. I tell you, God committed unto him, and no doubt his dad and so forth, that he would protect the sheep and those type of things. And the old bear came and the lion and so forth, but David delivered them. I mean, David was a very honorable man, a man of integrity, and he was going to do what he was supposed to do. He was going to protect and do and be faithful in all that he does unto the Lord and to his father at home, and so he was. And of course, David made mistakes, like we all will. He made some horrible mistakes, David did, but God forgave him. But I tell you, the sword didn't depart from his house. He paid for his sin, and a lot of things happened. But David loved the Lord. He was a man after God's own heart. And I tell you something, but he went in the name of the Lord, and he was victorious. I tell you, the Lord just blessed him. He didn't need a sword. David didn't go against this Goliath with a sword. He went with a slingshot and a stones or two, and maybe five stones or what have you. But he went, and he came in the name of the Lord. But the old Goliath, he had a big sword. He had a shield. And I tell you, there he was, and he was girded about. But I tell you, David didn't go with a sword, because he didn't need one, because God already had one for him. It was right in the hands of Goliath. And so when David threw that stone, it found its place right there in his forehead. The man fell dead. And David took that sword and chopped his head off, just like he threatened to do to David. And I tell you, God got great glory and honor unto his own name that day, because the fact this man was blasphemous, he was coming and he was denouncing the Lord. And I tell you, God had a man. Thank God, God had a man that had a courage. He was a man of faith, and he believed the Lord. And God used David, and God sent him to do the work. And I tell you, I mean, he was victorious. I tell you, I love that. I tell you, it's just a joy today to serve the Lord. It's not too big for the Lord. It's not too big in our lives that God can't take care of. If we just trust Him, we have faith. And I tell you, the Lord will deliver us. The Lord will bless us. The Lord will see that we stand. The Bible said if we do all this stand, we shall stand against the wiles of the devil. We got to stand girded about with truth. We got to gird up the loins of our mind. We got to put on the armor. We got to fight. And I tell you, when we do, we will win. Because if we trust the Lord, I tell you, we will. Not that we won't make mistakes, but I'm thankful to know when I do, I know where to take them. And I know I can talk to the Lord, and He helps me and have mercy upon me. Now the Lord blesses the righteous. He blesses those that walk uprightly. But those that are ungodly, those that are sinners, the Bible said they'll be cursed. They will just do without. I tell you, they'll suffer. I tell you, there's a lot of things that happen. A lot of them have a lot of money, but I tell you, on the inside they're hurting. On the inside they're hurting. I tell you, they don't have no riches of any kind of spirit things. I tell you, they're lost and they're hell bound. And the Bible says in Psalms chapter 84, it says here, how wonderful, how lovely are thy tabernacles. He talked about how immovable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. How wonderful they are, how lovely they are. And my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. And when you get saved, I tell you, you just cry out for more and more. I tell you, He satisfied you on the inside. You once was lost in sin, and you was running about, defeated. And I tell you, heartaches and troubles and sorrow. And I tell you, there's nothing that could change that but the Lord. But when you get saved, He satisfies you. He puts His Spirit inside you. And I tell you, you're walking in newness of life. But I tell you, you just want to get closer and cleaner. You just want more of the Lord. You want to feel His presence each and every day. More and more every day. And the Bible said here, yea, the sparrow hath found an house and swallowed a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. He said, just like that nest that the bird has made and found a house for herself and for her young. He said, that's where your altars are. I depend on the altar. I depend on prayer. I depend on getting in your presence and just finding my place, my resting place, my place of courage, my place of peace, my place where God speaks to me, and I tell you, I speak to Him. And I tell you, the Bible said, blessed are they that dwell in thine house. They will be still praising thee. You'll praise the Lord if you put God first in your life. I tell you, you'll have a voice of praise. And it won't be just going about praising Him and hallelujah on your own and in your flesh. But I tell you, it'll come out of your heart. And I tell you, everybody around you'll know it, because I tell you, you can't hide it. I tell you, because it's the Lord will bear witness with that. That's what He said. He said, one that comes unto me and loves me and loves my commandment, keeps my commandment. He said, I am a father. We'll come and take our abode, and we will fellowship with Him and have fellowship and so forth. And not only that, but it will come out of the burnout of you when you really get saved, when you walk in the light of His Word. He said, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee and whose heart are the ways of them. He said, who's passing through the valley back and make it a well, and the rain also filled the pools. He goes on, He talks about how blessed is the man that trusted the Lord, and he shall be like Mount Zion. It shall not be removed, it abide forever. But if you're a sinner and you're lost and you're hell bound, the Bible said you'll be disturbed and tore up and full of sorrows, and you have no peace. The Bible said the wicked won't live out half their days. But my prayer to God is that you'll come to Him. He said, for the Lord God is a sun and shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing would He withhold from them that walketh uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in Thee. You can come today, my friend, if you've never been saved, and call upon Him, ask Him to have mercy upon you, a sinner, ask Him to forgive you. Bring your broke heart and contrite spirit. He'll save you just like you are. You'll be a blessed person going forward. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.